Hi there. Welcome to Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Are you married? Are you and your spouse on the same page, walking hand in hand, heart in heart, spiritually with each other? I've observed over my years of working with people that there are five levels of spiritual oneness or lack thereof. I'll share those with you in a moment. You decide which one, which level you're at, and we're going to help you move to a better level. How's that sound? Our phone lines are open to you at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. We'd love to hear your stories always, and so give us a call. We're talking about faith and marriage. It's a big deal. I'll tell you why it's a big deal. As Christians, if those of us who are followers of Christ, we have a worldview, at least we should, through which we see life. And it impacts how we think about things like money and kids and entertainment and so on. If you're married to a person who's a wonderful person, a great guy, great woman, you love them to death, but you know they're on a different page spiritually than you are. They're going to see life very likely differently than you do. They got a little different worldview, and that's going to impact in these very practical areas. And as I've worked with couples over the years, I kind of broke it down into five levels of spiritual oneness. And the first one, of course, we see being on the same page. This is where you guys are in agreement. You both see life through the lens of obedience to Christ. You make decisions together, nurture that kind of relationship. There's a second level. These are going to continually to get further and further away from being the same page. The next level is you and your spouse are both committed, but somebody's stuck, spiritually stuck. And you kind of outgrown them. You're continuing to move on and grow, and they're stuck. And I think in that case, you really encourage them whenever you find or catch them growing. You just encourage them. There's a third level after committed but stuck, and it's curious but uncommitted. That's when you got a spouse who's maybe curious about spiritual things, may debate things and talk about things, but really not committed themselves. And in this case, this is an opportunity just when you can to share what God is doing in your life with them. You don't preach at them. You don't beat them over the head. You just let them know what God's doing in your life. There's a fourth level that I've observed, further and further away from being on the same page, and it's the oneness level of tolerance. This is the spouse who just tolerates their spouse being a Christian. You know, they don't argue, they don't make a big deal, but it's just ridiculous to them. You want to tithe, and you want to go to church, you want to be around all those weird people at church. Why do you want to do that for? And they tolerate. They don't fight you on it, but they tolerate it, and you know it. And for that marriage, I encourage you as a Christian to appreciate your spouse and pray for them. Appreciate the fact that, you know, they're your spouse. And make sure you build into their marriage. The fifth level, and the most difficult, is the intentionally oppositional spouse. This is the spouse who will oppose you in your Christian faith. And that's a tough one. Because you're married, you want to make your marriage work. This is an opportunity. I really encourage you to be careful you're not the Holy Spirit. You're not trying to change your spouse. You got to build into your marriage. Let them know here on earth, they're number one. You live out your faith every day with that person because you love them and you want God to make a difference in their life through Christ. Five levels from same page to opposition. Which one are you? And how you doing? And how do you move up? What are you doing that's working? 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Probably the biggest deal that we can talk about is our faith here at Intentional Living Center. And that's why we're doing it for couples today.
Mary, what do you love about your marriage?
I love having someone to talk to and to do things with.
The beautiful woman that I married, that I can come to her with any problem I have, and she will help me through it.
Anything else you love about your marriage?
She gives me money.
It's better taking it, I guess, isn't it? All right, hey, that's an excerpt from folks leaving one of our conferences, our Love Your Marriage conferences, from our Intentional Living Center. Let me just say, I just want to say a word to those who are listening to this program. And you're the one who's not the, you know, it's your spouse who's the Christian, really the follower of Christ, really active in their faith, and you're at a different level, and it's driving you nuts, but you're listening. You know what? If you want to have a happy marriage, understand that this is an important thing for your spouse, okay? And to the extent that you do, understand that while you may not buy whatever it is that, you know, they're trying to teach you or share with you, or what the Christian community is trying to share with you, or what the Bible teaches, you're going to have a happier life and a happier marriage when you support and allow your spouse to grow in this area of their life. And I would say to the Christian listening, don't take your spouse because they're not a Christian and beat them over the head. You are not the Holy Spirit of God, okay? And because when you do that, it creates a huge problem in your marriage. We asked the question on Facebook, how do you grow faith in your marriage? I think that's a great question. You can join us as well at 888-888-1717. Tish says, taking time to pray for each other. Huge. Very important. Deb says, by staying faithful to God and His Word, doing that together, learning your role as a husband and as a wife in marriage, and allowing God to be in full control of your daily life. Huge. All right, come join us, 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Sometimes in the mundane and even painful circumstances of life, if we just put our faith in the Lord and just trust Him, some beautiful and miraculous things can happen. My husband and I were separated for a year. We ended up working on a Christian reconciliation book for 5 months. At the end of it, I found myself saying that I would return to Him. And even though we still had struggles we've had to work through, we now discuss the issues instead of fight about our feelings, and we're together. And most of all, we both pray together. We let the Lord lead us in our lives. And even though we still have tough times, we're able to work through them. It's just awesome. The Lord is awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You know, when the lines open up and the stories come in throughout the day and overnight on our storyline, when we get there in the morning, open up the file and start listening to these stories coming in from all over the United States, it's really a powerful reminder to us that God can transform your life. And again, I just want to say, as we talk about faith today, this is a foundational topic at Intentional Living. We consider 5 essential areas of life. And whenever I teach, we have banners that we take out and so on. And I always put the faith banner right in the middle. Yeah, our marriage, our family, our kids are important, our work, our health, important. But right in the center is faith. This is a foundational area of our lives. And to the extent that we know what we believe and why we believe it, and then allow our faith to move into our relationships, especially in our marriage, as we talk about that today, is the extent that it really makes a difference in life. So which one are you? You know, we talked about these 5 levels of sort of spiritual oneness, all the way from being on the same page to being committed but stuck, somebody's stuck and not growing spiritually, which can be frustrating, to curious but uncommitted. Maybe you have a spouse that's curious about all this but not committed, to being tolerant, and they're allowing the believer to practice their faith but just tolerating it. Just without too many words, maybe a look now and then. But the most difficult is when we're not on the same page spiritually and there's an oppositional relationship opposing each other. And that becomes a deal breaker in too many marriages, unfortunately. And our goal here at Intentional Living is to help us as followers of Christ to be intentional in our walk with Him, okay? And when you do that, it comes down to everything from nurturing to praying for your spouse. But I would just say to you as a Christian, you don't have to run to church every time the doors open. If your spouse is not one that's a follower of Christ, maybe it's time for you to say, you know, today, instead of going to church, I want to spend time with you. Let's go out together. Let's do something together to build into that marriage, to let your spouse know that they're important here on earth, number one to you, as far as human relationships. And as you show them that kind of love, as you show them that kind of respect, I'll tell you, there's a payoff for that, a positive payoff in your life. It can happen.
I'm living an intentional life every day through building my husband up. Neither one of us came from households where our parents talked nice to each other. They spent a lot of time arguing. do we go out of our way to really let each other know how much we mean to each other?
My husband and I met at church, and we made an intentional decision to stay pure as well. And I can tell you that from personal experience, that I have felt that that has been the one thing that has made our marriage so strong, because I feel that God just so blessed that decision, and He has made our marriage stronger. I think that He's protected our marriage, and I think that's the way He has blessed us.
How I am intentional is I prayed so hard to get a wonderful husband in my life, and God blessed me so much by giving me my husband. So every day I intentionally let him know how much I love him, how much I respect him, and how thankful I am to God that we are together.
You know, the stories as they come in and remind us of individuals and their love for each other, and how marriage was designed to work. You know, when we look at Scripture, and there's the commands in the book of Ephesians on how marriage is to work. It talks about being mutually submissive one to another, Ephesians 5:21. It talks about wives submitting to husbands and husbands loving wives, loving your wife. It talks about this, the relationship between parent and child. And I am convinced, I am absolutely convinced, as I've watched this over years, that it is impossible for us to fulfill these commands, these opportunities, the mission of how a marriage is supposed to work, the purpose of marriage, without first understanding who we are in Christ. It's an inside job. And I'm also convinced that the only way to be successful at whatever it is in life that we intend to do is to be intentional. Unintentional people fail. People who are not intentional in their prayer life, in their growing spiritually, in reading the Word and so on, you're going to fail spiritually. When we don't build into our marriage by communicating with each other, resolving problems, establishing goals together and daily habits, you will fail in your marriage. And because these are just, these are laws of life. One of the things I teach people is that intentional living in and of itself is not just for Christians. There are many people who are not Christians, who are not followers of Christ. They may follow other religions. You know, they may have no religious faith at all. They're just very humanistic in terms of their life. But they are successful in things like their business and their work and even their marriages, families, because they choose to be intentional. I know Christians, people who have given their life to Christ, who have been very unintentional. Unintentional about their food, about their finances, about their work, and they fail miserably at life. Now, they're going to heaven. God saved them for all of eternity. This isn't about being saved. That's a work of God, Ephesians 2:8-9. But the reason we are so passionate about this message of intentional living for couples is this. We as followers of Christ, those of us who are married and Christians, we should have the best marriages on the planet. We should have the best sex lives. We should have the best financial life. I don't mean wealth, but as far as management of our resources, we should have families that communicate. We should know how to work toward developing habits that will reinforce things in our life that are biblical and will grow us spiritually. And you see, that will only happen when we're intentional. That's why I share the fact that living intentionally is a path to success. But when it's intentional living in Christ, it's a path to success in Him. That's why we're so passionate on this message. Let me ask you, what is one thing that you are doing to build faith in your marriage? What is one thing that you guys do together, a practical thing that's made a difference for you over the last months or years? 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Hi, my name is Tammy. Well, in my situation, we were both believers, but we did not serve God. Either I was not on board or he was not on board. For various reasons, God was not a priority in our life. And we've been married 30 years. And so since we've been on the same page these last 3 years, it's just amazing how God's been
blessing us, taking care of us in all our needs. And it's just amazing the beautiful things that we've been going through and the peace that we've had in our marriage. I wish I would have done that years ago. And maybe a lot of things would have been avoided. But we just never were on the same page, even though we were raised in church. You know, I was working on a Sunday and I didn't want to go to church. I was too tired. There was always something in the way. So we both buckled down and decided to do this together.
It's the three most important words in the English language.
I love you.
Okay, then maybe these are three among the most important words. Free, free, free. Intentional Living has free resources for you and your family to strengthen your faith, your marriage, your parenting, and more. Check out The Intentionals, our top 10 lists. Read free ebooks, start your own intentional one thing challenge, give and receive prayer, and more.
Cool. And it's all free, free, free.
TheIntentionalLife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. You know, in Ephesians 2, it talks about, Paul lays out for us this whole thing of knowing Christ personally. And he reminds us it is by grace that we have been saved, through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any of us should boast. And I think one of the challenges we have in our faith walk is that it's not up to us. God is the one who does the saving. He's the one who does the calling, the one who does the wooing in our lives. And if you're married to a person who is a very, bottom line kind of a person, they deal with empirical data. If they can't see it, touch it, smell it, it doesn't exist. And you are a faith person, boy, that can create tension in marriage. And for those who are married, maybe that's the roadblock. I guess I would ask, what is the one thing that's keeping the two of you from being on the same page? What is it? Is it that your spouse just sees Christians and sees the phoniness in the church? Or is it they don't understand the Bible? Or is it because they don't see it as being scientific enough for themselves? What is it that stands in the way of that kind of growth? 888-888-1717.
Dr. Randy, my name is Whitney. I've been on the air a couple of times, and my husband has recently, after 2 years becoming a Christian — he was not a Christian while we were married — and then 2 years ago, now almost actually 3 years ago, and he became a Christian, started going to church with me in Phoenix, Arizona, and in the last 3 weeks has decided that he is not a believer anymore, and it is extremely hard and difficult to handle as I'm keeping my faith and doing my good deeds and good wills and hoping that he sees that through me, and hopefully we'll have a change of heart. Thanks, you guys. Well, I appreciate your program very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, remember, if you wrestle like that lady who calls, we have a prayer community where hundreds of people are praying for each other. And it's a wall on our website. When you come to theintentionallife.com, click on the prayer community and share your request, and there will be many who will be praying for you. Okay? All right. Deborah's on the line in New Mexico. Hi, Deborah.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you for your program. I was sharing with the gentleman that answered the phone. I'm relatively new to New Mexico and was very happy to find your radio station and Family Life Radio.
Well, I'm glad you're listening, and we'll be there. We'll be with you every day, 24 hours a day.
Wonderful.
How about the faith walk in your marriage?
Well, I was sharing with the gentleman I spoke to. My husband and I have been apart for 3 months, but not because of any disconcerting areas of our marriage. That God led me to Santa Fe to be the director for multicultural education, and my husband is in Minnesota. Right now he's packing the moving van, but we've been intentional in our marriage in this time apart and sharing our prayer life together, our Bible studies, using FaceTime and using our cell phones. And it has been very intentional because it would be super easy to drift apart when you're geographically far apart. But yeah. God has truly blessed us, and our marriage is actually better. I was sharing with a gentleman right before we left. We went through a marriage class on Valentine's Day at our church just to kind of fortify our marriage, knowing that this time apart was coming.
Now, when will you be together? You say he's packing up now, so pretty soon, huh?
Saturday.
Wow.
Two
I imagine
more
you're
days.
Excited, yeah. Well, what do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I guess that's true, doesn't it?
I guess it is. But I really appreciate your message that you're sending out, and appreciate what you said about intentionality, because we can be very lax in a lot of things and nurturing our physical bodies. But if we as believers are lax in nurturing our spiritual bodies, our spirits, it shows. And
absolutely.
As you said, we're still saved. We still have that guarantee of heaven. But when I stand before God, I want a well done, my good and faithful servant, not a, well, you did all right.
Good for you. Well, we hope the trip goes well. And we'll be thinking of you as you get reunited here in a couple days.
Well, I appreciate your show again. And if your listeners would pray for the sale of our home in Minnesota, we would sincerely appreciate it.
All right, we will. And if you want to, again, just come on over to the prayer wall. If you post that, there may be dozens of people who will be praying for you. And you can see them praying for you. They indicate that. It's kind of a neat thing. For anybody, if you have a prayer need, come to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Sylvia, on Facebook, with the question of how do you grow faith in your marriage, she said she was number four on the list I was going through, saying that her husband apparently is just tolerant of her faith. She says she's so thankful that he does not fight her on this. And she says, I pray for him daily, and I know God is at work. And then goes on to say, like you say, I'm not his Holy Spirit. And I think that's a message today. In each of our lives, it's a personal relationship with Christ. And we need to pray for our spouse and encourage their spiritual growth, but let's not become spiritual nags in the process.
I'm Amy Phillips with Intentional Living. I pulled a few people aside and asked them, how has faith impacted your marriage?
My wife and I have been married for 55 years, and we both had strong faith when we were growing up. Every decision we have ever made has always considered our faith first and our relationship to the Lord. And that has impacted my marriage in such a way that we have just are retiring now and just enjoying it fully. It's all because of what the Lord's done in our lives.
My husband and I have been married for 43 years. And for the first, I would say, 30, maybe 25 years, it went along very smoothly, just growing steadily in our faith by studying God's Word together, by praying together. But then we went through a really, really deep valley. And I believe that because of this experience, we no longer take anything for granted, but we just praise God for every day that He gives us.
You know, thank you for sharing that. And by the way, those are some excerpts. You can hear people in the background. These were recordings done at one of our Intentional Love Marriage Conferences from Intentional Living, which we love doing. And by the way, there's more coming. Our team's working on scheduling around the area and maybe right here in this community an upcoming marriage conference where we take the principles of intentional living and we say, hey, this works. We've seen this work. And we talk about the power of one thing. We talk about the power of our heads, our heart, and our hand. We talk about allowing God to move in our marriages. Maybe you've heard me share that over the last few years, we've seen over 30,000 people stand. I mean, willing to stand at the end of a conference and just say, hey, here's my one thing. Now, they don't yell it out, but it's in their heart saying, I identify with one thing for my marriage for the next 30 days. And then to hear back from time to time, those who have said, hey, here's what I did, here's what difference it's made, here's where we are. Very powerful. And so we enjoy doing that. It's part of our mission and ministry of reaching out to people. So Amy, thank you for talking to some folks at one of our conferences. So we'll be announcing upcoming conferences. You'll be listening for those. If you just joined us, this is Intentional Living, where we believe it's our goal is to help you find
the real purpose for your life, you know, why you're here, what's the purpose for your marriage and your family and your work, for your health, for your finance, what's the purpose that God has for it, and then live that purpose every day so you can finish the course of life, finish the course of whatever it is you're in, your business or whatever it may be, strong, knowing that you honor God in the process. So if that resonates in your heart, you've tuned into the right place. This is Intentional Living. You ever been to a store like Safeway? The other day I was there picking up some things for home, and instead of getting a shopping cart like I should have, you ever go on and just start picking stuff up?
Yeah.
You got the milk, and then you got the eggs, and then you got to get some, you know, paper towel, and pretty soon you say, dummy, why didn't you, and the cart's way up at the front, you're not going to go all the way back. So you get all this stuff in your arms, and you can feel the tension in your muscles, and you're trying to hang on to it. And then isn't it always the case when you get up to check out, there's one guy pulled right in front of you with a basket with 29 things. It says 15 only, but you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know? And you're standing there hanging on to this stuff, and you're seeing the conveyor belt, waiting to get your spot on the conveyor belt so you can what? You can drop it and get that tension out of your arms. There's something about that, isn't it? And that's sort of a picture of what happens to us with the worries and anxieties in our life. We're carrying them around like we're at Safeway and we're carrying these things. Worried about our kids. And I wrestle with this. I told Donna the last thing before I walked out the door today, this is the message for me today. This is a message for, I think, all of us. And we've had a lot of feedback from our staff after teaching how to rest an anxious mind. We wrestle with this. Anxiety is the leading mental illness in America. You'll hear in the teaching from members that the research shows 60% of college-age students wrestle with anxiety to the point of maybe even needing some treatment. A 40% increase, 40% of Americans say they have more anxiety today than a year ago. It's a real challenge, and of course we see it. I mean, you turn on most of media today and you're stressed out before you get a chance to tune the signal to someplace else. It's one of the reasons, by the way, we believe in Christian radio. That's why we believe in what we do here in Intentional Living. Well, I'm about out of time, but I'd like to just say the teaching this month, How to Rest an Anxious Mind, is for our members. And if you're not a member, come and join us today. We'll get this to you along with teaching each and every month. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right, for the team here at Intentional Living, have a great day, and we'll see you next time.